No matter how hard I try to lessen our waste, there are occasions when we just need to grab some takeout. Another little package of single-use utensils makes its way, uninvited, into the bag, accumulated unused in a drawer because I can't seem to bring myself to throw them away. 40 billion of these forks, spoons, and knives are used each year, and that's just in the U.S. They're used for the short span of a meal and then become plastic trash, hanging around the planet for hundreds of years, not to mention the environmental impact of plastic production and use of non-renewable fossil fuels. But this time, my takeout bag holds a surprise. It's another pouch of unwanted utensils, but they are compostable and made from plants, even the wrapper. Well, this is great. I can just throw them in my compost after I eat and they'll return straight back to the soil. Not so fast. Digging a little deeper, like most compostable utensils and dinnerware, there's a fine print. As their website explains, they're compostable within 3 to 6 months in a commercial composting facility where available. Well, guess what? That's not really a thing here. No commercial composting facilities that accept these types of items. The utensils are made from unbleached plant fiber and plant-based plastic instead of petroleum, which can only be broken down with very high temperatures. A backyard compost pile doesn't get that hot. What's really required is industrial composting facilities processing huge volumes of compost, which in turn creates high temperatures as the organic matter breaks down, releasing energy. So the bottom line is, while compostable utensils may seem better, unless you have access to industrial composting, they still end up as non-recyclable, single-use waste. What's good about them? Well, besides making us feel a little better, they're made from renewable resources. Like most issues when it comes to sustainability, we just have some system dysfunction, some missing pieces. You have compostable cutlery, but no way to compost them. Or you have recyclable cups at a coffee shop, but no recycling bin. You have improvements, but the link is missing at the end, and it all gets bagged up and sent to the landfill. That sounds pretty depressing. But don't get discouraged. Progress takes time, and it takes many voices to push for change. In the meantime, whether you're led to greater activism or not, there are simple things you can do to play a part. Keep refusing single-use items when you can. Bring reusable utensils with you when you're at work or traveling. We can all make a difference, even with our small choices, step by step, one day at a time, to live with less plastic.